You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna.
Good morning.
And we've got my mum here as well.
Hey, Hannah.
Hello. So what are we going to be looking at today for loose reads?
Well, this week at Time Out, we've been looking at each of our staff have been putting their favourite books that they've been reading over the past couple of weeks and little pictures on Facebook. So I thought I'd talk about what was in my picture, what I read between Christmas and New Year's.
And what is in your collection? I know that you're focusing on New Zealand authors.
Yeah, well,
or is it everybody?
Not everybody, but I unintentionally read three amazing books by three New Zealand women between Christmas and New Year's, which
awesome.
Was great. So the first one is, it's been long listed for the Ockham Book Awards for Fiction, and it's called The Wish Child. It's by Catherine Chidgey, and it's published by VUP. It's the kind of book that people were buying for their mum for Christmas
this
year.
Okay.
But it was very good. It's a World War II story about these two children, and they're on the German sympathiser side. You know, you've got these separate stories coming through, and you know they're going to join up later on. So it's quite a familiar story because there's a lot of books like this, but it's still very unique and awesome. And there's wonderful voices all the way through the book. I thought it was very good.
So what makes it, do you think, unique or like kind of a bit different to the other war stories that...
Well, I think usually you're reading about people who are taken away into camps and Jewish, from the Jewish side. So this is from the people who are being brainwashed through. They love Hitler and the confusion that happens after the war changes. So it was great. It was very good.
I think my favourite war story is All the Light We Cannot See.
It reminds me so much of that.
Mum gave that to me last year for Christmas.
And it's
a fantastic book. I thought it was going to be a child's, kind of like a children's book. I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
And I got so into it, and it was so moving.
That's one of our bestsellers. So last year, that was one of our bestsellers, and then this year, 2015, that was one of the bestsellers, and then also 2016.
Wow.
So that was number three, number 2015, three.
I mean, it's a great story because it's such like a unique perspective. Mm. I mean, you've got this blind girl, and then this young German boy who's an orphan and he's really smart and he loves radios.
Yes,
and then from that he kind of gets taken into the, I don't know what it was, the youth. Kind of like Nazi.
Hitler Youth.
Yeah.
And then they, because the little girl goes and lives with an uncle who has all of these secret radios, so you know that they're joining.
Mm.
And so similar feeling, you have the two children and their different lives and then you know they're going to join up at some point. It takes a wee while for all of that to kick off, but it was really beautiful. And then I loved, like, the whole book is narrated by a secret person. You don't know who it is, and you find out at the end, which adds another element to the story and the history of the time.
Cool.
Very well recommended. It's kind of, you know, just like All the Light We Cannot See, it's really taking off in word of mouth type things. So
yeah,
that was really great. And then the next one, which is also... So Catherine Chidgey dedicated The Wish Child to Tracy Slaughter, who wrote the next book that I'm going to talk about. And this is called Deleted Scenes for Lovers, and this is also long listed for the Ockham Fiction Prize.
What exactly is the Ockham Fiction Prize? It is a New Zealand
Zealand Book Awards, and so they've recently got a new sponsor, which is the Ockham Property Development.
Okay.
They're the sustainable properties. You see them a lot around Auckland. Really fantastic corporation, I guess, but like, you know, they do really great stuff for the art. So this is the second year it's going to be the Ockham Book Awards. It's a $50,000 prize.
Wow.
It's called the Acorn Award. And so Deleted Scenes for Lovers is so different from The Wish Child. It is short, punchy, grimy fiction set in New Zealand. It's amazing. It's so good. It's about there's one story set in a fish and chip shop, and you can like feel the grease on you as you're reading it, and you know, people getting into trouble. And with her, she kind of throws you into the start of a story, and it takes you the whole story to figure out what's going on.
Brilliant. Easy read or
easy? Yep. I think I actually quite like taking breaks to let the story settle in because you can read them too fast, and you know, it all kind of blurs into one.
Mm.
I really love Steve Brawnius's journalism and that kind of gothic small town non-fiction observational writing. And then I feel like this could be a fictional version of that, mm-hmm. but way more darker.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Fantastic. And then I went to Dunedin over the Christmas holidays and saw an exhibition by Kushana Bush, who's an amazing young female painter, and she has a book that's out with it as well. She has the most incredible paintings. If you ever get a chance to see them, you should.
What are they like? Can you kind of...
Visual. Okay, so very, very busy, pastely coloured, but this new exhibition has more tangerine colours coming in, and it's like these characters that are behaving in a ritualistic way. There's quite sexual elements okay. in it, and then like little touches of humour and familiarity of current life. So they kind of reference old-fashioned religious paintings, but then have things like A4 you know, like your refill paper in it, and like banana skins and sneakers and flat caps and beautiful references to pattern and tiles and fabric. And I don't even know if I've done that justice, but it's really amazing work. And so the book is just her last two exhibitions. One was in the City Gallery, and now that's in Dunedin as well with the new work called okay. The Burning Hours, and then some essays as well.
Oh, brilliant.
It was my Christmas present. It was very well received.
Yeah. Awesome. So we can get all these books at Time Out?
Yeah, you can. So the two, Wish Child and Deleted Scenes for Lovers, are both VUP, and then Kushana Bush is the Dunedin Public Art Gallery's publication. But I'm really excited to see where these books go for the year and how the Ockham Awards play out, because I think these are two hot contenders. I'm trying to read through all the Ockham books this year.
So how many are there?
I think there's long lists for four categories, 10 books each, and then they'll get shortlisted. It could be a different number, but yeah.
You know, I can't say that I read a lot of New Zealand authors, but I'm inspired now.
Yeah.
I need to get into it.
Well, I think we're seeing in trends, like I've been doing some collecting of data to see international fiction compared to New Zealand fiction, and New Zealand fiction's so low, and I think we need to push it out more. And my role as a bookseller is if we put it in the hands of a customer and say it's good and they trust us, but I find the booksellers aren't reading it either,
yeah,
like me, and it's not reading it either, so I'm trying to do that to push it some more, because there's such amazing stuff, and it's different to what I have expected, especially these top two books there.
I suppose there's a lot more within the writing that maybe us New Zealanders can relate to as well.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these stories, you know, are about where they've been brought up, and New Zealand's very, very small in comparison to everywhere else in the world, so yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is nice kind of reading about yourself a little bit, but I like the grime, especially the deleted scenes, that griminess rather than just like this
sweet,
nice
innocent
version.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so great, great summer reading so far. It's been awesome.
Fantastic. Is there any books that you're really looking forward to for this year?
Oh my God. Paul Auster has a new book. He's a New York writer. I read Ellie Smith at the end of last year, and she's got her, that's not until November though. So I'm I was just reading about it yesterday. It's the second in her quartet. And there was someone else, George Saunders. Sort of lots of old men books coming out, which I've seen, but they actually look, they're like by authors that I really like.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you. New Murakami.
I actually haven't read any.
Oh, is it your boyfriend?
Yeah,
that likes Murakami?
Yeah.
New short fiction Murakami.
Awesome.
Yeah,
brilliant.
July, I think. Yeah.
Brilliant. Hey, well, thank you so much, Gina, for popping in this morning.
Happy birthday.
And thank you. I was trying to keep it a secret.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes,
and looking
soon.
Forward to seeing what you bring
cool.
next
see
time.
You. Cool. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.